I think we can go ahead and get started. Morning, everybody. Thanks for coming out. County transition from .gov to .us, Mr. Bill.
All right, and that's actually the other way. So most of you are aware that we use a .us domain name, and we have decided for security reasons to move over to a .gov. It's really not a complicated or expensive process. You get verified by a federal agency that's in charge of getting out the .govs. It was about $300. Does that sound about right, Jody?
I thought it was free.
Okay, maybe it is free now. Where this impacts then the city and the county is that we share a domain that law enforcement uses, jcle.us. So that will be phased out because we're going to no longer support the Johnson County WY.us. It'll be Johnson County. Those emails will still get pushed over to the new .gov accounts. But the problem that's going to create is that our sheriff's office is going to go to the same domain as everybody else in the county. And so Don is trying to figure out a solution for the Buffalo PD.
Gotcha.
Which then got me to a broader thought of maybe the city of Buffalo should think about moving over to a .gov from, I think you guys are maybe a .org.
Yeah, and we don't make sense, I mean, to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty easy process.
It's just a letter, and then they respond with questions. Like you just have to verify your existence with them, and then send it off, and now we're in the process of just waiting, but we should hear back, I would say, in about 2 to 3 weeks from them.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Because I know, Julia, well, maybe those Gmail ones have been phased out. I know I'm on cityofbuffalowy.com.
Yep, is it? Three are.
We are? Yeah. Okay. Which is a long domain.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's changeable or not.
You have to have... So for us, we had to have the county name and county. So I think we're going to CO. Oh. And then you have to have Wyoming in there in case there's a different Johnson County somewhere else.
There's a Johnson County in every state.
Yeah.
It's like there's probably a Buffalo in every state. But you've got Buffalo while in your...
Mm-hmm. Well, then add a long name. J. Silvernagel.
Exactly.
Then they go, can you spell that?
Wait, the hope is obviously with the .gov that we're going to have less census of people trying to spoof our addresses. The clerk's office gets the emails all the time about different department heads or elected officials needing to do a wire. And so just hopefully a little added security there. But you just may want to visit with the chief and track where that is as they try to figure out what to do for Buffalo PD and dispatch, because they all use that same system. And unfortunately, our email system won't be able to support two different email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else on that?
No. Any questions or?
No, I think it
makes sense.
Yeah. If you want to, yeah, because I can give you the address, and I'll just give you a copy of the letter we sent them.
Okay.
Perfect.
Make it easy.
Yeah.
Trails master plan.
Sure, I take a bite.
It's like the waiter waitress when they come over and you take that bite of that first bite of steak and they're like, how is everything? I think they do it on purpose and they don't understand.
I think they do. Wait, Tim Call was in to the commissioner's meeting last week to kind of discuss the Adopt the Trails program, which great job on city council for adopting a section. I'm going to try to convince the county, because the section that he gave us is
a little bit bigger than
a little bit bigger. So if we may take that as a countywide project. and include the other elected officials and departments, but he kind of made it sound like there wasn't an appetite for an update to the Trails Master Plan, that they were going to kind of do it more, I don't want to say necessarily piecemeal, but a little less focused. So I just would love to hear what the city's thinking is on trails. You know, I think it's great that he's going to bring the Conservation Corps in again next summer. It definitely kind of could pair well with some stuff that Zach Byron with the Conservation District and the Weed and Pest are doing on the Russian olive eradication. I think if anybody's been out to the high school and they've taken those Russian olives down, they've treated them. That's actually a Weed and Pest project. That the lumber is going to get picked up, I think, a little later this spring if the weather would cooperate. And they were going to kind of continue some of that efforts. Obviously, it's an invasive weed. It drinks a lot of water. What Zach is working on is kind of a plan to address the Russian olives that have started to invade the Clear Creek watershed, which in theory are drinking water that would stay in the creek, be available for agricultural or municipal use. So there's a lot of, I think, good things that are going on from the various entities, but I think the county would love, especially because a lot of the trails stretch out into the county now, what the thinking is, if that's maybe something that there needs to be more of a partnership on putting that together.
I think he misrepresented, because we are working on the comprehensive plan, and he was gone last meeting.
Okay.
And what we've done is we don't want a lot of expense from engineers. We want to put something together and then have them review it. Because
okay.
Anytime you get into the engineers, you're paying per hour. And as
yep.
I was noticing, as our last bills we paid, they're really stepping up. I mean, there was one for $6,000, a couple for $1,000. And I think we need to watch those, because
absolutely.
There's a lot of work that we can do on our own. And Phil Gonzalez has led the work, because he's
yep.
been on several grants. And so what we've done is we're attacking, like this meeting, we're attacking the first 20 pages. And we want a workable document, just like our city planning mm-hmm. and zoning, where it's actionable, and maybe all of the periphery is in an appendix that's online.
Perfect.
But the plan itself is 15 pages, 15 to 30, that's more usable, and that you can see that you actually have action done. So we very much, and you need that reference for any grants you're working on. I mean, I think it's imperative that we don't work off of a 2007
no.
plan.
Well, and Councilman Camino, which I love to say, I think that if you look at where the growth has happened, it is absolutely not, with the exception of the preserve at Fort McKinney, none of the other growth that's happened has been incorporated into the trail system. Certainly you don't see that out in the county. You know, we have a lot of people who have a real interest in some sort of a loop. It's in the trails plan that would go out French Creek and around. We'll be looking in the next couple of years of some rebuilds out in that area. So can that get incorporated in that? Okay, I'm glad that...
Yeah, and that being said, we very much like some help from the county with funding.
you can always ask.
Put a bum.
We obviously we're pretty good at getting trails grants with the bypass grant, and we're definitely not afraid of doing in kind work, whether it's Snyder Ditch. So I think any of those, we're happy to be involved. I just think it's great that, and I'm with you. The more dollars you can put into the trail system, the less that you can put it into the
right.
design or redesign.
Much interested in even hopping on that Safe Schools grant and getting trails connected out that way and around, and you know, with our work on mm-hmm. your work on bypass. I think that's a great opportunity to do that too.
I know part of the conversation on the trails was e-bikes. And I've done some research on e-bikes, and like I said, you know, the three cities have been talking together somewhat, and e-bikes are confusing.
Yeah.
One person says 750 watts or less, one entity says yes on hours, the other entity says no, you can't run them on hours, and so it's...
And our discussion on e-bikes last meeting was how the state was going to classify them. Because of the speeds they can get up to, we don't want them to be a hazard on our trails, but very much, you know, and maybe there could be some trails in the county that could be marked e-bike friendly, but we needed further direction from the state on how they were going to treat them, and then we could adopt in our plan, et cetera, and with our trails, how we were going to treat them.
What I've found so far, the state's kind of said, we're fine with it, but ask your local.
Which is interesting, because I think you've got two schools of thought with it. So you have state lands, who I don't think particularly wants to see e-bikes out on the state lands. Then you have Parks, who is in charge of the trails, who are very much friendly to it, obviously, because anything they can put a sticker on, even though they don't put a sticker on an e-bike, generates revenue for the trails project. So I think it's going to be which part of state government do you want to listen to? And we're definitely, you know, you look at the Bull Creek area, I would assume state lands is going to say no e-bikes out there. I don't know, but, you know, or is it a broader conversation you need to have with the BLM, like with the Moser Gulch Trail, because maybe they have a little bit different feeling?
Well, we always talked, we also talked about, you know, right away, do you put speed limits up? You know, I mean, there are several factors that need to be considered as we jump into this. But we do know that it's a trend, and maybe another way to entice more people to this area to take advantage of our trail system.
Yeah. I think currently the state of Wyoming has three in A, B, C class of e-bikes. When one hits a certain speed, you stop, and then it's the next level. But I don't know how you would enforce that out on the trail.
And that's just a, you know,
I can't see the police department, sheriff's department out.
I don't know if they have the authority to ticket an e-bike, because I don't think it's defined in the statute. So.
Right, yeah. And it is a problem, because I know when school started, there were kids on e-bikes. And they just dart across traffic. Now, they don't have any driving lessons, and yet you can't predict what that bike is going to do. And all of a sudden, they're really fast, jumping over to go to school.
Well, some of them can get up to speeds of 65 miles per hour, so.
When I was a kid, much long ago, when I was in a lot better shape, I got a speeding ticket in Rapid City on a bicycle.
Wow.
I couldn't do it today.
Must have made that Huffy really turn.
It was coming down off Skyline Drive.
Didn't have a banana seat.
Streamers.
Little chinger bell at the bottom of the Omaha Avenue going across. I mean, the speed limit's only 25. Anything else on the trails master plan?
No, I just. We're very interested in. Between the American Outdoors Act and also just all the trails money that was in ARPA, there's some real opportunity to address some deferred maintenance, and then also if there's sections you guys want to connect.
And we do.
Yeah.
So if you could send those funding opportunities, that would be fabulous.
Potential city-county capital construction projects.
Mayor, I asked this to be brought up. I like to just bring it up every now and then. We're all heading into budget season to open another Klondike deal. Just wanted to touch base with the commissioners and see what kind of capital construction projects you guys are planning on budgeting for this budgeting season, and throw it out there if there's anything we can coordinate together or... just see what's going on. And then the other thing that I wanted to follow up on, and this is probably a conversation between Les and your...
Scott Berger.
Scott. But the trail system, and Myra, you're probably more familiar with this than anything, but the sidewalks and things going out to the high school and the South Bypass, just want to make sure that we are coordinating, or those two are coordinating, to make sure that we're doing everything together we can to save as much money on that project as possible. So I wasn't sure if you guys had any capital construction projects you'd be willing to share, or if you had anything in mind that might that the city might be able to tag on. I know Airport Road has been a topic of concern for quite some time now. I don't know what your plans are for that, or if there's anything that we can coordinate on that.
I can start, and then Commissioner Shelley can chip in wherever he wants. So 2024, obviously, is our big bypass project, with the possibility that maybe that could get pushed up a little bit quicker. Within that is potentially the trail on the bypass that may also get moved up a little more quickly. YDOT seems to have money ready to go. I know that the next meeting that comes up on that, of course, Scott always invites Les to that. In 2025, we have a bridge that is funded under the American Recovery Act. It's actually out on Barnum Road. We also have Crazy Woman Canyon. So those are really our major capital construction projects right now. Obviously, discussion on Airport Road really hinged on whether or not there was going to be a subdivision. It's always been the county's position, whether there was a subdivision or not up there, that we wanted to see a road come across that property and connect at that bad curve.
Mm-hmm.
Easier access to the airport, takes pressure off of that French Creek Bridge, which is one of the lower rated bridges in the county's inventory. But that really is wrestling with the developer, and I don't know where the city is with discussions with that developer, but you know, we were very clear with them that there wasn't going to be a road permit on to discharge that subdivision traffic back onto Airport Road without that road across of it, just because Airport Road can't handle the level of traffic that you would see. So that's kind of really where we are. So I don't know if Commissioner Shelley has.
No. I know at one point on the Airport Road, sewer and water were an issue, and I believe they come down off the hill on Airport Road there and then come over on a right of way. And I know there was talk about bringing both of those straight across the road that you're talking about, and there were some issues there in servicing that line. So I was just curious if you guys had any major plans, particularly on that Airport Road, if there's anything that we could work together on that. But it sounds like that's pushed out and waiting on developers. We haven't heard anything from that developer, so I don't know if it's dead in the water or what the deal is, but
lying in wait, I think.
Yeah,
totally. And John, I do, regardless of that, I do think that at some point the water and sewer and the potential of using the right of way that was established when that business park was done across the road, you know, if there's opportunity to bring that church and some of those other folks on, that would be ideal, but
right. Okay. Yeah, well, just let us know. Keep us in mind with some of those capital construction projects pop up. We'll reach out to Les and make sure he's communicating with Scott. I think Les needs a reminder sometimes. So.
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah.
And the nice thing, the trail was being designed by Brent. So, you know, it's your engineer. So, if he's not talking to people, then you got a problem.
Is there anything else outside of capital improvement projects that you as the Board of Commissioners could see the city working with you on moving forward? Maybe not this year, next year, whatever, but just...
You know, Mr. Mayor, I know one of the discussion points early on was about, you know, we did a very nice fix to the retaining wall, and we've kind of been waiting to see what the city and YDOT were thinking in terms of of what sidewalks are going to be done. And so that probably will drive some decisions that we have taken, because you can see our wall in front of the courthouse is showing its age, and it's leaning a little bit, and wouldn't it be nice if that was that clean and it matched? So that could probably be the only other major thing that can get plugged in there. And again, you know, we don't want to do a project and then have YDOT come in and tear it up. Yeah. So we'll kind of wait and see as they get further along in their design phase, and we really kind of figure out what sidewalks are going to get repoured and what are going to be left, and then we'll plan accordingly. Because, of course, if you've got contractors with work going on down there, wouldn't they love to tag on that little extra piece of that? Because you'll have concrete trucks rolling in and out of there anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's only have a disturbance once rather than...
Because that's going to tear up a chunk of your front lawn.
It shouldn't tear up much of the front lawn. Hopefully they'll be able to shear it off, report, and...
I didn't know. One of the things when I've been around talking to all the departments and stuff, you know, when I came on, I was kind of surprised that there's not a grant writer for county or city. And I don't, I just like a discussion probably more than anything to see if there's interest in like a joint position for that grant writer. Because there's so much out there that, you know, we could get to, but you know, when I talked to them, I'm like, geez, the administrative part following up on it is so much, you know, it takes away from what I'm trying to do here. Is that anything anybody really has any interest in? Or?
I think probably Julie can attest to more than myself anyway on how much work goes into a grant and then follow up on it. But I mean, it's, why not sit down and discuss it and see where it goes?
Well, if money was no object, I think that's great, but I think you have a lot of other positions that you could throw this money to, like an engineer or to oversee. And we tried that once, a city county engineer, but to oversee somebody that's on our payroll, not that we're paying
hourly.
Yeah.
Like you.
Well, I'm instead of... Right. It's worth it, but I don't know a full-time grant writer or a contract.
I just figured with the special districts, because everybody, I mean, grants are getting tighter and tighter. I mean, you get two wrong sentences, your grant's out. And there's so many different people that only write two or three a year, that when you have somebody that is doing it on a full-time basis, understands the concepts, the wording, maybe you person could be more successful with the special districts out there. I think you could maybe charge a fee to have some of those districts maybe come, because there's a lot of them are doing grants and they're always looking for people to try to write them for them.
And I know all these engineering firms come at us, they'll help us with this grant, you know, but they just come camp in my office and say, can you answer this question? Can you tell me about this? So... it doesn't help me that much, but it helps the city.
I also wonder, I mean, everybody's wanting a grant, it's all due at the same time. So can one person feasibly do everybody's grant and get them all done? You know, I mean, I've been part of the grant process, and I can't imagine having 10 that I have to do at once.
Yeah, I talked with a gal that does that as a profession. I mean, she has... November, December are like the busiest months for her to get everything done. But she said some of them, you know, are spread out throughout the year. But I know, you know, if you, well, the administrative side, you mess it up, you got to pay that back. You know, when I talked to Scott down there at Rebel Bridge, he's like, yeah, we could maybe do more, but we have no time to do it. And, you know, having to pay that $800,000 back if you mess it up is definitely something nobody wants, so. But they all were interested in it, so I said I would ask.
Jody, who else from the county went through grant school with you?
It was Megan Fraley.
So I you know, I guess I would throw that out to the city. One of the things that we did, last year, sent two of our employees through grant school, really kind of to help them in their roles do, because the way we operate now, like you do, if Road and Bridge is going to go after a grant, they usually write the grant. If they can't write the grant, then they get outside help. Same with Lake DeSmit. Or now that I won't have to write the grants, I'm going to make Jody write the grants.
So then there's that, right?
Yeah, there is. There.
Sorry, I forgot to share that. Fun fact.
But there is that administration side, too. Once you get the grant, there's the follow-up of making sure you do it right. That's a valid thing.
Yeah. And we just closed out the TW Road grant with SLED. And we finished that project 3 years ago.
Yeah. Why is it doing that so long?
It's just, part of it was the fact that we came in on a budget. And so there was about $112,000 left over. And it just, it was there in case we had a remediation issue or anything else. But
gotcha.
We didn't. But once you, especially if it's a federal grant, once you're married to it, it's a long-term commitment because they'll reach back on the audit.
They don't write divorce under that marriage?
With a divorce says you pay it back.
Yeah, that's way most of them are.
We were successful getting some ARPA funding through the state this last go around. So
congratulations.
And then we got an email yesterday afternoon wanting to know if our two projects, if we want to send them on for the next consideration, and how we wanted to rank them, and it's due tomorrow. So they gave us a lot of warning. So we will be pushing those forward.
Are there any additional commissioner items for Bill?
Not that I can think of. Just, do we know when the 1% committee is going to meet? I know they're... So they're meeting March 29th. Are they meeting one day or 2 days?
Just one day.
Okay.
I haven't scheduled them yet. I think that's going to be a very tight schedule for them because they don't want to start in the morning.
So they're going to work late.
Yep.
So foreseeable, we could all have committee recommendations in April to consider. That's the only question I had, which helps me plan out as we work through our budget process, which everybody loves. Budget time.
Love it.
Commissioner Shelley?
Yep.
Scott?
Well, I guess the only thing I had, I'm just thinking about on the capital construction projects, one thing for future is the possibility of maybe getting some ARPA money or a combined grant to do Richardson Park sewer line. We did a study a few years ago that designed a sewer system up there. Talking to Jim Waller, there's problems now with septic systems failing, and there's no room to replace the leach field, and it's packed in so dense, and it's going to be a health safety issue sometime down the road when somebody's septic fails and contaminates their well. And I don't know if there's a way to partner with city, county, and the landowners where we get partial grant funding, partial special district, but talking to him, there's already a couple houses up there that have to pump their septic tanks weekly, which it gets pretty expensive because they don't have an option. And a couple of them, if the wells go out, they literally cannot drill a new well because you have to be 100 foot from a septic and there's no place to drill a new well. And there's shared wells, and it's one of those that it wasn't laid out properly when it was built 50 years ago, and it's with added building, it's going to be a problem, and I don't know how we accomplish it if it's the landowners didn't want to do it when we did the study a few years ago. With totally on their back with special district, but I don't know if there's any health safety issue type things we could get some grant funding for to work down that road, and might take a couple of years to secure funding for it too. So just something to keep on the back burner.
Anything else, Scott?
No.
Nope. Thank you.
Anything from planning and zoning?
No, I'm prepared for you guys.
I was wondering if we wanted to set dates for the city-county cleanup. Last year we did May 18th through the 21st. If we do the same week, if we do the same week this year, it would be May 17th through the 20th.
Well, I think you need to talk with Terry, who usually coordinates that.
Terry, who?
AC's, who's in our planning and building thing. And he works with the landfill then, because there's also the hazardous waste cleanup and all that. So I think you'll get better answers if you go that way.
Okay.
See all the schedules. Then I can have Terry call you.
Okay, that'd work. Be great. Thank you.
No, that's good. Thanks for reminding us of that, Jody. We forget about that, and then people start calling City Hall and going to the treasurer. I want my voucher. I'm not ready yet.
Interestingly enough, I had a direct message from a citizen of Buffalo who thinks that we should expand it and put stations out so that people without vehicles can have more stations.
So they want, like, dumpsters around town that people can
just go throw it in. And I'll leave it at that, because I'll go someplace where it should. But
I do know other cities do that. Laramie does that.
Well, is that something that we could get a couple roll-offs from Grunkmeyer?
Yeah, just for that weekend or something.
When do you usually put your leave and grass bins out? I don't know. It's especially the ballpark. It's going to be dependent on
the snow.
Not seeing my
melting.
The contract is made through October, and then we extended it when, depending on the leaves, you know, if the trees haven't lost all their leaves. Like in November, we had it there. And then, of course, you have the Christmas trees, so we have to put it back out because, like, we go put Christmas trees in everybody's houses, and then we have to dispose of them.
You know, it's something to think about. The hard part is how do we keep the hazardous waste stuff out of the bin until the conservation district does their day and has the people in place to take the batteries and the paint. And
because it would all go in there.
Yeah. And the furniture would end up in the tree bin after the furniture bin is overflowing.